Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. What is customer service? Customer service is the support you offer your customers, both before and after they buy and use your products or services, that helps them have an easy and enjoyable experience with you. Offering amazing customer service is important if you want to retain customers and grow your business. Today's customer service goes far beyond the traditional telephone support agent. It's available via email, web, text message, and social media. Many companies also provide self-support so customers can find their own answers at any time of day or night. Customer support is more than just providing answers. It's an important part of the promise your brand makes to its customers. Why is customer service important to the success of your business? Customer service is critical to competing effectively. In the past, people chose which companies they did business with based on price or product or service offered, but today, the overall experience is often the driver. According to research by Gartner, an advisor and objective resource to executives, 89% of companies now expect to compete mostly on the basis of customer experience. Learning how to deliver superb small business customer service can help you keep your customers happy, sail through mistakes without losing accounts, and boost your small business. However, providing superb service can be a challenge at all stages. It doesn't matter if you're just starting a business or you're an established small business owner. Every small business owner works to get customer service right as they juggle all the tasks involved in running their business. Customer service can have a big impact on your bottom line. It's often said that it's cheaper to keep existing customers than to find new ones. It's even been estimated that acquiring customers costs 6 to 7 times more. And it's true, bad customer service is a key driver of churn. The U.S. Small Business Administration reports that 68% of customers leave because they're upset with the treatment they've received. Don't let that happen to you. Hopefully, in my remaining time, I can pass along to you some of the basics providing good customer service. At the same time, I hope to arm you with ideas and tools you can use to make your customers happy. Maybe some of the information I pass along can help you improve your service. Or maybe it can help you fix problems that may be holding you back from reaching a higher level of growth and success. Once you've arranged the basics for running your business, things like setting up an accounts payable system and getting small business insurance, it's time to turn your focus to customer service. Customer service is proving more and more to be the driving factor when customers make the decisions as to who gets their business, more so than price or product, which means prioritizing customer service helps you attract and retain loyal customers, and it can have a big impact on your company's bottom line. It's no surprise that today's social, mobile consumers have grown accustomed to getting what they want when they want it. And with it, their expectations have risen accordingly. In fact, in a recent poll, 82% of CEOs reported that customer expectations of their companies were somewhat or much higher than they were 3 years ago. What's more, today's customers are quick to share negative experiences online, where they can quickly reach large audiences. It's more important than ever to support customers on every channel from day one and establish what good customer service looks like internally and externally. Customer service snafus can cost you revenue, cause you to lose customers, and in the worst case scenario, tank a business. Stories of service failures or even perceived slights can spread instantly via viral video and social media posts viewed by hundreds or even thousands of viewers. One of the most well-known examples of bad customer service happened back in 2009 to United Airlines. Their response to a broken guitar eventually led to a drop of $180 million in their stock value. The owner of the guitar tried for 9 months to get the airline to pay for the repair to no avail. Then he wrote and posted a music video on YouTube called United Breaks Guitars. That video went viral in 4 days, causing the stock price to drop. Check out the video by Googling United Breaks Guitars. It's very funny. But word of mouth can be just as devastating. A diner in an upscale restaurant ordered a dish and asked that the meat be cooked well done. The chef insisted on cooking it rare, as was indicated on the menu. When the diner complained to the manager reportedly told him, in less than melodious language, to leave. One of the dining companions took to Facebook and posted a scathing review. That generated dozens of comments from incensed acquaintances who vowed never to set foot in that restaurant. The following weekend, the place was practically empty. Conversely, excellent service can send you rocketing ahead of your competition. A good example is Zappos. It has created a culture of having its employees go the extra mile for its customers, such as sprinting over to another store for a pair of out-of-stock shoes. Providing the best small business customer service doesn't have to take a lot of time, nor does it require you to personally interact with customers all day long. That could quickly lead to burnout. Instead, good customer service is a matter of putting systems in place to identify your customers' service issues. It also includes training yourself and your employees and harnessing the right tools and services to get the job done. Providing good small business customer service means doing what you say you'll do when you say you'll do it. Customers are willing to pay more for a better experience. Focusing on customer experience isn't just the latest trend, it's also smart business. It turns out that making every touch point great doesn't just make customers love you, it can also increase your profits. A Salesforce survey has shown that 86% of consumers would pay more for a better customer experience. You could probably tier your customer base if you're willing to pay more for premium experiences, including premium support, early access to features, or other benefits. Either way, good customer service experiences will benefit your bottom line. There are many tools available, from social media to chat to CRM systems, that can make it easier to serve your customers. Here are some small business tools to help you provide stellar service. A customer relationship management system, referred to as a CRM. A CRM system is an essential customer service tool. It will provide you with the reports you need to monitor your customer service. It will also help you organize and streamline other aspects of your business, such as operations and marketing. Essentially, a CRM helps you manage your customer relationships by letting you store and analyze data about customers, create customized reports, and send custom emails. A CRM also lets you slice and dice data so you can analyze patterns and trends. For example, with a CRM, you might see that your top customer often places a big order in the fall, so you can give that customer a call early September to see what they need. You can also automate contacts by, for example, setting up the system to send follow-up sales emails to customers who opened your e-newsletter. CRM systems are available at various price points, so check out the various systems available and what they offer. A help desk. Most CRM systems have some functions that allow you to create tickets to handle customer complaints. You may want to consider a help desk application if you want more features, such as metrics and workflow. A help desk application can make it a snap for you to serve customers. It can be used for online businesses or hybrid brick and mortar and online businesses. You'll be able to create a service ticket for each issue and route customers through the proper channels to get their issues resolved. Costs vary by feature, so just as you did for the CRM, check out the various help desk applications available. Many can integrate with a CRM. A chat capability. Most CRM systems do not offer functionality that allows customers to chat with you about issues online. There is also chat software available. Different customers prefer to reach out to you in different ways. While some might like email or phone, chat is essentially for any small business. In today's world, customers expect instant gratification. Again, you can check out the various chat softwares available by doing a Google search. You definitely need to be on social media. Make sure that customers at minimum can reach you on at least one social media platform. Social media is not just a place to occasionally post about a new line you're carrying or an award you won. It's an essential customer service channel that needs to be monitored and used to interact with customers and fix their problems. You'll want to monitor mentions of your business on the various social media platforms. You don't need to be on all the platforms. It's best to be on the one your customers use the most. You can track mentions of your business on multiple platforms by using a software designed to do that tracking. A library of frequently asked questions or FAQs. However, expect most customers to want to get a response from your business rather than read an answer off an FAQ. So why use them? They offer features that make the Q&A on your website easy for customers to navigate through categorization and tagging, and they offer extras like community support so customers can help each other. You should also have some sort of team communication technology. Desktop and mobile apps can help your customer service team communicate issues quickly with each other and with you as necessary. You can find a plethora of them by just searching the internet. All of these tools can help you stay plugged in and tuned into your customers and the team that's helping to meet their needs. Once these tools are in place, you should take advantage of the reporting capabilities. It is crucial to get an overview of the types of issues your business is having and how they're being resolved. Set up the right reports to identify customer issues. Remember that CRM, it can be your best friend in staying on top of customer service issues. Many of them can log complaints and generate reports for you. By generating reports and reviewing them regularly, you know where every customer service issue is and how your employees are handling it. Some reports you can generate and view are 1. A complaint report. You should review this report daily. Employees should log complaints into the CRM system so they get included in this report. Review the report to find out which customer complained, what it was about, how big the customer is, and what is being done about the complaint. 2. The glitch report. You also should get weekly service reports. This report is not necessarily complaints, but are issues customers need resolved with the product or service. A weekly service report should show every open service ticket, what was last done to resolve it, and what is the scheduled action. 3. A time to close report. As it says, this report shows how long it is taking to resolve customer problems. Set a goal and check to see if it's being met. For example, you might say, I want to make sure any ticket that gets opened is closed within 24 hours. Most CRMs can send alerts by email, text messages, pop-ups, or calendar task items. This can prevent or minimize issues by allowing you to jump in and make sure a problem gets fixed early. As an example, you could set up your workflow for gold-level customers. If the customer calls in with a problem and their ticket is not resolved within 2 hours, the issue gets elevated to high priority. And if it's not resolved in another 2 hours, the issue goes to a senior manager or to you. The reports will tell you the problems, but you also need to make sure that your business does its utmost to have good customer service. You can do that by investing in customer service training. Train yourself and your employees to see things from the customer's point of view. This is crucial to creating a culture of customer service. By investing in training, you can avoid the simple mistakes and turn your employees into customer service standouts. Start with the basics. You can get a basic understanding of customer service from the Small Business Administration website. If you go to learn.sba.gov/dashboard, you can find a set of videos called Understand Your Customer under the Manage course. This can be your first foray into customer service. You can also try SCORE to see if they're offering any training in person and or online. Go to SCORE.org and click on Business Education in the top navigation. The drop-down box will give you the ability to see upcoming events, recorded webinars, and online courses. You can search them for those that deal with customer service. Also, through SCORE and other organizations, you could request a small business mentor. These mentors will answer questions and coach you. The mentor will not only share knowledge from his or her own experience, but also possibly pair you with a mentor with expertise in customer service. Taking the time to learn, think, and improve your service delivery will put you far ahead of the competition. Good customer service requires training of all your employees on what to do and what not to do. Here are some guidelines to help you train your employees. First, hire the right employees. No matter what their position, recognize that every employee is in sales. Therefore, you need to hire people who can provide great service regardless of their position. Why? Because you want to create a company culture in which, no matter what their position, if they see a customer needs help, they will stop and help. So says Susan Solovic, also known as a small business expert and a New York Times best-selling author on small business. When you're hiring, take your time. You want to choose a candidate who has a caring attitude, patience, the ability to listen, empathize, ask questions, and solve problems. Second, coach new hires in simple techniques for talking to customers. When dealing with an upset customer, employees need to learn to empathize, apologize, and diffuse the situation. The best thing you can do is to immediately teach new employees the best ways to interact with customers. Role play with them so they can practice their new skills. Your employees need to truly listen to a customer and to adapt their approach and words to the situation. Train them to have a casual yet professional style of speaking with contractions, short sentences, and a light tone of voice. This style can warm up an interaction with a customer and help your company build a relationship if the customer has a question of minor concern that the staff can easily fix. Sometimes, though, it may be helpful to adopt a more formal, serious manner. Usually this is done if a customer is angry or extremely frustrated, or if you're unable to give them exactly what they want. Try to teach your employees easy-to-remember techniques that they can rely on in a stressful customer service situation. For example, there is the ASAP, A-S-A-P approach, to diffuse a problem. ASAP stands for apologizing immediately, sympathizing with the customer's situation, accepting responsibility, and preparing to help solve the problem. Teach employees to say yes and when interacting with a customer. For example, if an irate customer accuses your employee of being rude, teach them to say, "Yes, you feel I was rude, and I think we have a misunderstanding. How can we make this better?" By doing this, you've given the customer the control, diffused the situation, and shown empathy. Third, consider sending employees to outside training. There are many organizations and companies, such as the American Management Association, the AMA, or Dale Carnegie Training, that offer customer service training. Consider sending key employees, such as your customer service manager, to an in-person seminar. These sessions may be able to help take your business to the next level. A review of their websites shows topics including building customer loyalty, telephone service, and service-based selling. Or consider bringing in a pro to train your whole team. Fourth, model good customer service and enlist the help of customer service standouts. One way to help employees learn good customer service is to solve customer problems in front of them. This way, they can see how you want it done. Maybe you have an employee who's particularly good at customer service. If you do, ask them to teach others their techniques. You can set up lunch and learn sessions, or just ask the employee to provide tips to others throughout the day. Fifth, watch and offer feedback in real time. Occasionally, make it a point to work near your customer service employees. You can learn a lot that way, and you can offer on-the-spot training by offering alternate ways to handle customer issues. Maybe your customer service rep is having a tough time with a client. You can have the call routed to you so you can help out. Afterwards, you can talk with the employee to offer pointers. Sixth, create a library of customer service resources. To help employees cut the learning curve on training, build a library of frequent customer issues and questions. The library can act as a guide for customer service reps on how to solve common problems with which customers regularly need help. After their basic training, new customer service reps can learn more in depth by browsing and using the library. Make sure this library is accessible to all service reps by being kept on a shared drive. The building of this library can start by simply adding FAQs with in-depth answers. It doesn't have to be exhaustive. As time goes on, it will grow. Maybe you're saying to yourself, this is a lot of work. I would have to hire and train employees, and I don't have the time. Well, there is an alternative. You can outsource your customer service. Some small businesses opt to outsource their customer service to a company that provides customer service agents. This can make sense for some, but it's also a move to consider very carefully. Outsourcing customer service can take some work off your plate. Plus, it allows you to focus on other areas where you have strengths, such as developing new products. However, if the company provides poor service, it can seriously harm your business and leave you scrambling to repair the damage. If you decide to outsource, you have many choices. There is integrated customer service centers that offer phone, chat, email, and fax capabilities, and also manage online orders. Also, there is the call center where employees all work in one place. And then, there are companies that employ contractors who can work from anywhere via internet calls and cloud-based applications. Don't know where to find these companies? First, try by asking your mentor or small business owners in your networking group. Keep your search to within the United States. In fact, it's best to narrow your search to companies located in your geographic area. You would want the company as close to you as geographically possible. So do an online search for call centers in your local area. Before choosing a company, make sure you've reviewed the way they work, the services they're providing, and the costs compared with other choices. Make sure to test the company before you sign on. You want to feel 100% confident putting your customers in their hands. And finally, assess your metrics and customer satisfaction scores on an ongoing basis once you've onboarded. This will help you be sure you're getting the results you want. Remember Susan Solovic, the small business expert? Well, she, along with many other small business experts, recommend keeping customer service in-house. By doing so, it gives you much more control over the quality of service and how the service is provided. Plus, you can better monitor service issues, fix problems promptly, and remove employees who aren't working out. The other benefit of having customer service staff in-house, the company can also make sure they're happy. This might include offering snacks, regular breaks for walking around, and standing desks for employees who prefer not to sit. Think of it this way. If your employees are well taken care of, they're going to be happy to serve your customers. It's easy to provide stellar customer service by addressing these important factors. Knowing what outstanding customer service looks and feels like, and creating a culture of service within your business by training and empowering employees to solve problems. Put in place systems, management tools, and reporting that makes it easier to communicate with and please your customers. Customer service many times is a key driver of business success. So it's time for businesses to stop thinking of support as a cost center. Start recognizing customer service for what it is, an opportunity waiting to happen. Every person or company will have their own definition of what good customer service means. No matter how you define it, good customer service principles can help you transform your support operations and deliver the best customer service experience every time. Just remember, work as a team, listen to customers and share their feedback, offer friendly personal advice, be honest about what you do know and don't know, be empathetic, have deep product knowledge, try to solve their problems in a timely manner, and identify ways to improve processes. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Points show, you may email me at spp@wbnj.org. That's spp@wbnj.org. If there's a topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, spp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on local workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any one of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.